You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's going to be great. The Cougs is going to be on. We're going to have ourselves a time.
We welcome you inside the booth with my partner, Daryl Johnston. I'm Kevin Kugler. Warriors' long pass of the day is 15 yards, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson, untouched for the touchdown.
Well, and a Chicago legend being born as we speak. Sometimes in Chicago, opening days for players set the stage. Many years ago on the north side of Chicago, Tuffy Rhodes came out on opening day and hit three home runs 29. For the Chicago Cubs. 29. Caleb Williams, who's looking for his first career game-winning drive to end his first season. It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Scott Daly, the snapper. Torrey Taylor, the holder. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! The Bears' losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season as Chicago comes to Lambeau and upsets the Packers 24-22.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The good news is in a market like Chicago, there will be no conversation on any of the sports talk shows this week about Justin Fields or Tyson Bagent. I don't want to tell programmers how to program their sports talk shows in the city of Chicago over the next week, and I don't think I have to. Andy Dalton, Justin Fields. That will be a dominant conversation in the world of sports talk over the next week.
Afternoons on The Score.
Luckily, we don't have to have those conversations anymore. And Cairo Santos will not be kicking for the Bears this weekend. It's going to be Jake Moody. Cairo Santos is out. But that voice that you heard, the face that you see right now, Kevin Kugler, is going to be on the call on Fox with Moose Johnston. And we are very, very happy to have Kevin Kugler joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
It is always good to be on with you guys. That might be the greatest open ever for me to be on any radio show. I mean, I don't even know if I've watched that game since we did it, but now I feel like I remember everything about that fateful day at Lambeau Field that ended a 10-game streak.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That is our guy, Chris Tannehill, who does that fine work. And I like that there were two different instances of you telling us what to discuss on Chicago Sports Talk Radio. And you nailed both of them, I'm sure, in retrospect. What do you think we would be talking about this week? What would be your guess?
Mean, clearly, it's, is Cairo Santos the guy long-term, or is Jake Moody the guy? I mean, I know you've got the large contract tied up with the Bears kicker, but Jake Moody bursting onto the scene last week, you know, San Francisco's trash is the Chicago Bears treasure right now for this kicker.
Him coming up with those kicks last week was absolutely huge for the Bears. Overall, though, this is a team on a three-game winning streak. When you look at them and talk to people about them, what do you see in here?
I see an improving team. You know, the one thing we sat down with and talked with Ben Johnson about this week was the bye week coming at a good time. A lot of coaches don't like an early bye. They don't love the opportunity to, you know, sit down this early in the season because it backloads your schedule. I think they really liked it. It gave them a chance to get into some of the weeds of this. And you saw some of the differences with this team last week in the win over the Commanders, or I guess earlier this week in the win over the Commanders. The run game was better. They went back, did a lot of self-scouting, tweaked some things. Now we'll see if this is sustainable. That's always the question. Can you sustain this from one week to the next, one opponent to the next? But I was impressed with what I saw against Washington. I was impressed with what I saw in the run game. If they're going to be a different kind of team than what they were last year, and again, they were 4-2 last year before that 10-game losing streak. So far, and Ben Johnson will tell you this, they really haven't done anything yet. But if they can sustain a run game, they've got a better chance to sustain success with this team this year.
So you meet with coaches on the regular. What is your impression of Ben Johnson as a head coach to this point?
Very organized. I like the approach that he's taking. Very even-keeled. And I think that's what you have to be when you're dealing with a franchise that has seen more downs than ups lately. I think you've got to be the guy, the calming force, the steady hand on the wheel, that's going to say, look, we're living with a young quarterback. I am a guy who has worked with quarterbacks before. I feel great confidence in building a relationship with a quarterback. And I think that's what Ben Johnson has approached this from. He's approached this from the standpoint of, this is kind of a beaten up group of guys over the last couple of years. Let's see if we can't just put a steady hand on the wheel and take incremental steps forward with this franchise. And I think you've seen incremental steps forward right now, and this week will be another good test. I know the Saints are 1-5, but it's the National Football League. Everybody has the chance to beat anybody. But you've got to, if you're really a good team or a franchise that's growing, these are games you have to win on your home field.
When you talk to him, what do you recognize from the success that Detroit has had?
I recognize the confidence. You know, there is a certain confidence in demonstrated ability. And he has demonstrated the ability to generate offense in this league. He's demonstrated ability to create a run game. He's demonstrated ability to build a quarterback in Jared Goff, and now trying to do so with a younger first round pick in Caleb Williams. This is something that is not, you can fake it to a certain extent, I think, but he is a guy who has great confidence in what he's been able to do in this league. And it shows every time you talk with him. It showed when he was an offensive coordinator with the Lions. We had him several times, sat in the same room with him, chatted with him about his approach with the Lions. And I don't notice a significant difference for him as a head coach than he was as an offensive coordinator. To me, that's a compliment. You're a steady person, whether you have this role or that role. The role he has now is certainly much more significant than that of being offensive coordinator of the Lions, but I don't notice a change in his demeanor from one chair to the next, and I think that's a testament to the guy he is. Look, it's five games in, and we've seen this before. But if you're a Bears fan right now, I think you feel pretty good about the guy sitting in that chair because he's demonstrated that ability in this league in another chair.
Kevin, did you and Moose get a chance to talk to Caleb Williams?
We did, yes. I know that's been a big conversation this week. We did talk to Caleb Williams, had a good chat with him. He was very, very eager to break down everything that was going on with his team, and we very much enjoyed that. So, yeah, I know that's been a conversation, but we were, you know, he was right there with us right when we expected him to be, and we had a good chat with
that's
him.
That's a relief.
Was that always the case last year, to your memory?
To my memory, we talked with Caleb every single time we wanted to. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember a time. I know the game that you guys were playing the highlights from was the last game of the season. I know we talked with him then, and I know – and look, Caleb was – you talk about a beaten-up dude. That was a beaten-up dude last year. 68 sacks in one season. I mean, I think Caleb, for all accounts, was ready to get on a plane and go home and rest, which is what he did. But he, to his credit, he was there with us in the last game of the season, and this is our first time with the Bears this year, and he was right there when he was supposed to be. I know what happened on Monday night or in the week leading up to Monday night. I don't know what went on with that. I'm assuming it's a miscommunication between Troy Aikman and Caleb Williams. All I can speak to is Caleb was right there with Moose and I today.
Well, I mean, as long as we appreciate your comfort talking about it. Is it an issue with certain quarterbacks or certain coaches around the league? Like, are some more punctual than others? Like, you know, everybody in other aspects of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could certainly say there are times where, I will tell you this. There were times where, speaking of the Saints, Drew Brees was never known for his punctuality when it came to attending production meetings. It was sometimes a wait-and-see attitude, and I can remember a couple of times there were conversations, should we leave the facility? Did he come in? Is he gone right now? Where is Drew Brees? I don't know that that's necessarily a rare thing. Sometimes something happens in the facility, the quarterback's not available, or he's not available when he says he was. But I can tell you, this week, we were supposed to meet with Caleb Williams. His start time was 3:30, and I think it was 3:35 when we all sat down to chat. So 5 minutes to me is not anything to be alarmed about in any way.
Yeah, and he usually does a little bit of extra throwing, and I know that was one of the things that happened last week, that he was doing some extra throwing. So it's good to hear. I'm glad that it's not something that has to continue into this week. I want some intel on the Saints. And here's why, Kevin, because look, I don't think they're very talented, but they do play hard, and that gives me some reason to worry about this game. What are they saying? What do they look like?
Here's the thing that I think everybody should watch in this game. What's the start? What does the start look like for both of these teams? Because the Saints, the last four games, have given up back-to-back touchdowns on their first two defensive possessions. So if they come out and struggle again at the start, it usually bodes poorly for them because they're not a potent offense right now. They're trying to get better with a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler, but Alvin Kamara hasn't had the same level of touches that he's had in the past. Chris Olave's trying to get on track. They've not been a particularly explosive offense, so you're trying to figure out a way to stay on schedule. Well, they've been off schedule every one of their last four games. You can't fall behind like that and expect a not explosive offense to try and generate offense in big chunks. You're talking about Spencer Rattler, a quarterback who's averaging under 9 yards of completion, which is 31st among qualified quarterbacks in this league. So he's not a big play quarterback right now. This offense is not a big play offense right now. They can't afford to fall behind in this. So if you are looking for something early in this game, can the Bears do what the last four teams have done against the Saints and jump out early and force them to play from behind? Because that's what they've had to do. And it's just not an offense that's built for that right now.
So Kevin Kugler does tremendous work on the NFL. You used to do College World Series in baseball.
I still do.
You still do? All right.
I still do.
There we go.
We can just go ahead and get to it. He's Omaha's biggest Cub fan.
Okay, well, this is what I'm wondering. What I'm wondering is, because, like, I know, for instance, I know that Joe Buck lets himself enjoy the St. Louis Blues. as a fan and let loose and feel it. I think for Al Michaels, it's the LA Kings, right? So is that the place that the Cubs have in your heart, Kevin? Since you don't call those games, can you let yourself stay connected to fandom with the Cubs?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's important for all of us to have a little bit of fandom. I mean, if you can't relate as a fan to fans, then what are we doing here? I have lived and died with the Chicago Cubs, mainly died for a lot of years, and like most Cub fans. And, you know, I can say that I watched with great interest in April and May as the offense was tearing the cover off the ball this year, and then I watched in great bewilderment after that when the offense struggled. I've been puzzled by why Wrigley Field has all of a sudden turned into this pitcher's haven, when for most of my childhood you could just go and expect that there were going to be it was a 10-9 game and Glenn Allen Hill was going to hit a building across the street with a home run because that's what happened in that place, and now all of a sudden it doesn't. I mean, I could say that I've been paying close attention to the fact that now every Cubs fan I know is rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers for some unknown reason. I have no idea why that would be the case. There's a lot of things that I can say, but yeah, I would say I've kept my fandom in that regard.
I think that that's great that you have that, and it comes out in that way. And I know that as I've gone on in this industry, there have been some things that I've found, like Alabama football, right. Arsenal soccer, is where I don't cover those teams, so I can let go a little bit. But I mean, we know it's within you as a Cub fan. So I'd love to know what you think the ceiling is for P. Crow Armstrong and where the floor should be for him.
I think the ceiling is going to come down to when he can lay off pitches outside the zone. I love the aggressiveness. I love the energy. His glove is as good a glove as there is in the game, period. I will brook no discussion on the glove aspect of his game. His glove is stellar. There are times when he's at the plate that he reminds me of a left-handed Javi Baez when he was in his prime with the Cubs. A great energy guy, terrific glove guy, significant power, good speed, smart on the base paths. But if you threw stuff out of the zone, Javi was going to chase it. You just knew it. And that became the book on him for so many years. And I worry about that. Now, PCA is 23 years old, so there's so much room for him to grow and improve, and he seems to have the work ethic to do that. So I love to see that from him. I think the ceiling is significant. I think this year was a remarkable year. Who has a 30-30 season at that age? Not too many guys. And I think there's a long way that he can go on this. But, man, I'm so far so impressed by what I've seen from him. I just don't want him to, I want him to figure out a little bit more of that strike zone discipline that I hope comes with age.
Oh, what a beautiful and sensible answer that was. Yeah, he's got to sacrifice. He's got to sacrifice a little bit of slug for some contact. I agree. So what should Jed Hoyer target this offseason, Kevin, as we continue the hardcore Cub conversation?
Well, I mean, this is a very important thing. Are you telling me that Steele and Horton are going to be back and ready to go when the season starts? Because, and I think that changes the calculus as to whether or not you need to go out and get an arm or two. If you know those guys are going to be slotted into your rotation, you're going to have a decision to make with Shota, it looks like, as to whether or not you want to push that ball down the road. I see you saying throw him out of here. You know, it's hard to find starting pitching, so I'm reluctant to do that, but I understand that. But then you've got to go figure out what you want to do from an at-bat standpoint. What do you need from a power standpoint? Do you chase a Pete Alonso and slot him in as the DH? Do you go and say, Kyle Schwarber, we're so sorry. What a horrible mistake we made so many years ago. Please come home.
That's what I've been saying.
Ball up here. Please come home. We're so sorry. Here's roses and candy. We love you. Don't go anywhere else. Can you do that? Or do you go out and say, all right, Kyle, we hope you're healthy. We want to invest in you. And what does he do? Does he... And his statement at the end of the season did not sound to me like a guy who was like, gosh, please let me sign up for multiple years at the Chicago Cubs. Mm. He sounded like a guy who was like, I've already moved my stuff out of here. I wish you all the best. I don't know if that's the case. I think he's a supremely talented player. I just don't know if they saw enough from him and he saw enough from them to make this a long-term relationship.
Go out and get another arm. Even if Steele and Horton are healthy, go out and get another one. The playoffs show you need more. Last thing on the Cubs, at least for me, you okay with the Brewers flying an L flag on the mound during celebration?
He is not okay with it, and he made that clear by not making it clear.
How about this? When we learned today in USA Today that Pat Murphy and the Brewers listened to Go Cubs Go three times during their drunken celebration after winning the series, laughing all the while.
Kevin. That is that would be very impressive. I love a good rivalry in sports. This is as good a rivalry as there is right now for the Cubs because the Cardinals, God bless them, have decided to just not make the playoffs, and that's fine. If they don't want to do that, I'm not going to argue with them. Their approach is their approach. Whatever approach they want to take is cool. But somebody has to replace that. The White Sox are still growing, and you know, Southside had their growth a little bit this year. So you've got to have some foil. You've got to have somebody who is the foil, and it's the team that, by the way, is the best team in baseball. The plucky Dodgers are doing some amazing work this week in just knocking down the very best team in Major League Baseball. And I kudos to the Dodgers for being able to put it together and scrap their way past this, you know, the best team in baseball. The mom and pop Dodgers are getting it done.
Yeah, they're out there with duct tape and just kind of holding everything together. And then they are out there fighting as the little team that could out there in L.A. Kevin, you are the absolute best, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on with us.
I've loved it. Thanks, guys.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.